KPDK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Over the weekend, Wisconsin Democrats held their state convention in Green Bay, bringing hundreds of party members as well as local, state, and federal elected officials together. During a speech to the convention, Governor Tony Evers hinted at a potential third run in 2026 by using the moniker Three-Term Tony. Following the speech, a spokesperson for the governor noted that Evers has not made any announcements for 2026 at this time. While Governor Evers hinted beyond, other Wisconsin Democrats are gearing up for next year's elections. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler tells WISN-TV's Up Front that his party is doubling down on early voting efforts and working on new ways to reach Wisconsin voters. One of those new ways is having Democratic activists urge their friends, family, and acquaintances to get out the vote.
We're going to be reaching out to people through their existing social networks, making sure that the calls that people get come from the person that they're most likely to listen to. That's called relational organizing. It's one of the building blocks of victory for 2024.
Democrats have enjoyed an early voting advantage in recent elections, but Wickler says he expects more Republicans to vote early next year. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin will hold their state convention next weekend in La Crosse. There seems to be a disconnect between state and national Republicans in Wisconsin when it comes to their approach to diversity. Civic Media's Pete Schwabo reports.
When celebrating the Republican wins and the compromise struck in last week's shared revenue agreement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss noted no DEI, or diversity, equity, or inclusion programs, would be funded by the state. Despite that stance on DEI by state Republicans, representatives of the Republican National Committee signed into the framework agreement with the city of Milwaukee last month to promote diversity at the GOP's upcoming 2024 National Convention. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson called the state lawmakers' efforts to tamp down on diversity and inclusion the most troubling non-fiscal aspects of the shared revenue agreement struck last week. When speaking with the Journal Sentinel last month, CEO of the 2024 RNC's host committee stated diversity, equity, and inclusion are at the top of the mind for the committee. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
In the midst of the ongoing budget discussions surrounding diversity, the University of Wisconsin system has a new chief diversity officer, Monica Smith, beginning today. The UW hire comes as Republican state lawmakers look to defund diversity offices on college campuses around Wisconsin. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. One person is dead and four people are hurt after a wrong-way driver crashed their vehicle head-on into another vehicle on I-94 near Menominee on Sunday morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol said that the driver of the wrong-way vehicle, a 33-year-old man from Eau Claire, died in the crash. Four people in the vehicle he crashed into, including two children, were hurt in the crash and had to be taken to the hospital. Two people are hurt in a crash near Cashton Saturday morning, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. A 25-year-old Rockland man who was driving a UTV crashed head-on into an SUV driven by a 34-year-old La Crosse man. Both men were hurt, with the UTV driver taken to a hospital with serious injuries, according to the sheriff's office. And the Grant County Sheriff's Office said that an intoxicated driver is in custody after a failed crash near Cassville on Thursday. A 33-year-old woman was arrested after rolling through a stop sign and crashing into a vehicle driven by a 52-year-old Cassville man who died at the scene. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers with a big win over Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a dominating 10-2 victory over the Orioles last night at American Family Field. Willie Adames got things started in the bottom of the first. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
And he sends Allen to the field. He's watching this one fly. And Adames, welcome back to the lineup. A solo home run in the first inning.
It was Willie's first game back after being hit in the temple by a hard foul ball while in the dugout May 26th.
Sometimes, you know, this game will hit you, you know, I mean, after I got hit like that, you know. I felt like that was like my first game this season. You know, like I was so full of energy. You know, I was just having so much fun, and I think everybody was having fun.
Joey Weimer with two home runs and all 16 hits for the Crew. Craig Counsell joked after the win.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. We went and I went and hit everybody in the face with a baseball after that. And
Corbin Burnes was brilliant on the mound. 8 scoreless innings on 96 pitches, striking out 9. I asked him, what was the key?
Just getting ahead in the count, attacking with a cutter. Curveball and changeup was kind of hit and miss all night. So had those been on point, that would have been even more fun.
So the Brewers go for the sweep this afternoon. A 1-10 start. Kyle Bradish against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. And there's doubleheaders scheduled today in New York and Philadelphia after the Yankees and the Phillies had to call off their games due to smoke from those Canadian wildfires. NFL, the Packers wrapping up OTAs this week. Next week is the mandatory minicamp. In the NBA Finals, the Nuggets with a 109-94 win in Miami last night to go up 2-1. And the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin, got to meet some of his new players, including Marjan Beauchamp, who says he's now off to see Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm actually taking off to Greece tomorrow, so I'm supposed to meet him.
In Greece?
Yep.
What are you guys going to do while you're over there?
Train to go, and we're going to get ready for next season.
That's the Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Monday morning. It's the 12th of June. Hope you're having a good day so far. Welcome to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you had a good weekend. And we got a lot going on today. Going to try to get to a lot of news, different things that are going on. Thank you for tuning in. Taking a look outside today. Going to be mostly sunny in western Wisconsin early today. We'll have highs in the low 70s, but we do have clouds moving in later today. Chance of rain for this evening, depending on where you are located. And in sports, man, it's hard to even talk about what happened to the Brewers this weekend. Swept by the Oakland A's in Milwaukee. The Crew are now only 2 games above 500. They've lost their last 4 games. Hopefully they can turn it around quickly. The Brewers are off today. Then they go to Minneapolis for 2 games with the Twins starting tomorrow. And taking a look at the headlines on this Monday morning, things going on. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin held their convention this weekend in Green Bay. A supplier of electronic parts is suing Wisconsin's Generac Power Systems for $44 million for parts that were ordered but no longer needed. A new proposal could make Dane County a sanctuary for transgender and non-binary people. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter to the U.S. Army urging them to reconsider their decision to end Oshkosh Corporation's contract to build joint light tactical vehicles. And before we get a little more in-depth on the headlines, let's take a look back at what happened on this day in history. It was on this date, June 12th, in 2016, that the deadliest mass shooting up to that time occurred in the U.S., down in Orlando, Florida, the Pulse nightclub, 49 people killed, more than 50 others wounded. That was in 2016. Also on this date in 1967, in a case known as Loving v. Virginia, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down state law banning interracial marriage. In 1963, civil rights activist Medgar Evers was assassinated in Mississippi. And birthdays on this date. In 1941, Chick Corea, musician, keyboardist, jazz pioneer, jazz fusion pioneer for sure. 1941, Chick Corea was born. In 1924, George H.W. Bush was born, the first Bush president. And then on this date in 1929, Anne Frank was born in Germany. But on this date in 1942, for her 13th birthday, she received that diary that became famous. She received that as a birthday present when she was in Amsterdam, 1942. All right, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, let's get into some of these stories of the day. As we mentioned, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin met in Green Bay over the weekend. There is an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel discussing the six takeaways from the convention. This is by Jesse Apoyan, posted just a couple hours ago, and the headline says, "A BBB strategy and Tony Evers hints at running for a third term." These are takeaways from the Wisconsin Democratic Party convention. Says Democratic politicians, activists, and supporters gathered this past weekend for the party's annual state convention, aiming to energize the base as the state gears up for two high-stakes re-election contests in 2024, President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Attendees went to training sessions, met in small caucus groups, and visited hospitality suites at the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center at the Oneida Casino, featuring snacks, drinks, and entertainment, including vanilla soft serve from Governor Tony Evers. The main program, held Saturday night, featured speeches from party activists, candidates, and elected officials. It'll be the Republicans' turn next weekend when the state party gathers for its convention in La Crosse. And here are some takeaways from the Democrats program. First of all, party chairman Ben Wickler has a BBB strategy, says Wisconsin is, quote, in a hinge moment, end quote. Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair Ben Wickler told the audience, quote, the fight for the freedom of our entire country rests on what happens in this state, Wickler said in a reference to the 2024 Senate and presidential elections. Wickler encouraged party activists to go into the coming year guided by an acronym inspired by Biden's Build Back Better slogan. In this case, the triple B stands for Baldwin, Biden, and blue down ballot wins. Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming said the convention represents the party's, quote, latest attempt to spin their way out of the failed records of Joe Biden, Tammy Baldwin, and their party's state leadership, end quote. Actually, he continues here with another quote that says, Wisconsinites do not care about their liberal wish list, but do care about an economy on the brink while Democrats continue to pursue spending hikes and giveaways. Wisconsin Democrats are eager to hand state taxpayers the bill for massive spending on the federal and state levels, while Wisconsin Republicans are working tirelessly to create responsible budgets and cut back on outrageous government spending, end quote. And then the story goes on and says, Democrats still really, really don't like Donald Trump, and continues with this statement here. While the bulk of the convention was focused on boosting the reelection bids of Biden and Baldwin, a few speakers couldn't help but mention the recent indictment of Republican former President Donald Trump on counts related to his alleged mishandling of classified documents. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan said indictments, like impeachments, apparently come in pairs for crooked ex-presidents. The line was met with some of the most raucous applause of the evening, and subsequent jabs at Trump were received similarly. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore's reference to the former president was also enthusiastically received. She said, I just am so proud of what we have been able to do as Democrats. We replaced Scott Walker with the best governor ever, Tony Evers. We reelected Tony Evers. We defeated Donald Trump with Joe Biden. We got the big mo going for us, and we are going to reelect Joe Biden. Pocan closed by wishing the crowd a happy indictment weekend. Quote, we're not going to be able to beat the Republicans in impeachment or indictments, but we can beat them with good candidates, progressive values, and the hard work that only Democrats can deliver, he said. And this next part says the party is still riding high on the state Supreme Court. This is takeaway number three. And it says, quote, if you are a progressive in Wisconsin, you learn that another way to say victory is pronounced Protasewicz. That's from Mark Pocan. Judge Janet Protasewicz's recent election to the state Supreme Court will give liberals a majority on the bench for the first time since 2008, when she is seated in August. It also improved the party's electoral record. Democrats have won 14 of the last 17 statewide elections. Quote, so far 2023 is foreshadowing 2024, and I think we have a hell of a year coming up, Pocan said. Several speakers suggested the ideological shift could open the door to progressive policy changes, including a new set of electoral maps and a repeal of the state's 1849 abortion ban. And the takeaway number four, Democrats have been knocked down, but Tammy Baldwin says they'll get back up again. Baldwin, who announced her plans to seek a third term in April, opened by acknowledging that Democrats have been knocked down more than a few times over the past years and decades. She referred specifically to the repeal of Roe v. Wade, the elimination of collective bargaining rights for most public employees in Wisconsin, and changes to voting laws. However, Baldwin says she is, quote, as hopeful for our party, for our state, and for our country as I have ever been, in part as a result of Protasewicz's victory, because in Wisconsin, we Democrats know how to win. There are two more takeaways in this article from the Journal Sentinel about the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention over the weekend. We'll get to those after we take a quick break. I'm going to play some music for you, and we'll be back shortly, so stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, it's Congressman Tom Tiffany, and I want to let you know my office is here to help you. Maybe you are having trouble getting a passport before your trip, haven't received your IRS refund, or a veteran who needs help with a VA claim. My office can help you get a quick response from federal agencies. Please give us a call today at 715-298-9344. Again, that's 715-298-9344. paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms
today.
Otherwise, more clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows around 51. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 83. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Democracy. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Monday morning, music from Bruce Coburn. Classic. Call it Democracy. Hey, welcome back to the show, Stu Daniels Show. Thanks for tuning in. We were just before the break discussing this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel describing what went on over the weekend at the convention for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin in Green Bay. And this article has six takeaways about what went on at the convention. And we got through the first four. Let's get to number five now. It says Democrats are bullish on Baldwin. Quote, there's not an A or B level candidate that's going to be dumb enough to take on Tammy Baldwin because we will work harder than ever to make sure she is reelected, Pocan said during his speech. Baldwin's fight for a third term comes after defeating Republican former governor Tommy Thompson by 5.6 points in 2012. Then, fending off a challenge from Republican former state senator Leah Vukmir with a 10.9-point victory. Several Republicans are considering a 2024 challenge, but none have announced. And on Friday, U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher confirmed he won't run in this race. Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota closed the night with a speech largely focused on Baldwin. Quote, what I love about Tammy is what you see up here is what you see behind closed doors and leadership meetings and in the caucus and in closed rooms in Washington, Klobuchar said. The former presidential candidate touted several of Baldwin's policy wins, including the provision in the Affordable Care Act allowing young adults to stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they turn 26, and the legislation she spearheaded that enshrines same-sex marriage into federal law. Referring to the Respect for Marriage Act, Klobuchar said, your senator did that. Could Wisconsin see a three-term Tony? The governor joked during his speech that people started calling him two-term Tony after he secured a second term in November, defeating Republican businessman Tim Michaels by a decisive 3.7-point margin. I don't care what you call me. You can call me governor. You can call me Tony. You can call me two-term Tony. You can call me three-term Tony, Evers told the party faithful during his speech at their annual convention. Asked about three-term Tony, a campaign spokesman said Evers hasn't made any announcements about 2026 yet. Quote, he can try to disguise his status as a lame duck governor, but the only nickname that applies to Evers is Taxing Tony. And Wisconsin taxpayers are well aware of it, Schimming said in a statement. We run out of time for this segment, but that's some of the stuff that went on this weekend in the convention, the Democratic Party convention. The Republicans have their turn this next coming weekend. Stick around. Going to take a quick break. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A large part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia is out of commission. An overpass that carries the roadway collapsed after a tanker fire. Angela Lewis was on the road Sunday morning as it was already sagging.
I was just like so scared. The only thing I literally was thinking about was my daughter.
She crossed the bridge minutes before it collapsed. Another mass shooting, this one in Annapolis, Maryland. Three people were killed, three more were hurt. Authorities say a person of interest is in custody. Former President Trump wakes up at his golf club in New Jersey.
The former chief executive is expected to head to Florida a day ahead of his federal court appearance and arraignment Tuesday on the classified documents indictment, say sources familiar with the planning to ABC News. They also say Mr. Trump and his close allies have been working the phones in search of lawyers to hire.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Italy's longest-serving prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, has died after a battle with leukemia. He was 86 years old. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. One person is dead and four people are hurt after a wrong-way driver crashed their vehicle head-on into another vehicle on I-94 near Menominee on Sunday morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol said that the driver of the wrong-way vehicle, a 33-year-old man from Eau Claire, died in the crash. Four people in the vehicle he crashed into, including two children, were hurt in the crash and taken to the hospital. Two people are hurt after a crash near Cashton Saturday morning, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. A 25-year-old Rockland man who was driving a UTV crashed head-on into an SUV driven by a 34-year-old lacrosse man. Both men were hurt in the crash, with the UTV driver taken to a hospital with serious injuries, according to the Sheriff's Office. And the state high school baseball championships begin today in Grand Chute. Aquinas, St. Croix Falls, Ithaca, and McDonald all play tomorrow, with Altoona playing on Wednesday in their respective semifinal games. The champion Championships are Thursday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in two ways.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man behind the blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty.
Love is vengeance.
it's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. Vengeance that's never free.
Music to get you going on a Monday morning from The Who, a classic from Who's Next. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show. We've been discussing a few different topics this morning, mainly so far the convention that went on in Green Bay for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The Republicans have theirs coming up this coming weekend. And by the way, if you want to join the program today, if you have any comments on anything we're discussing, you can call in. We'll get you on the radio. 715 is the phone number, 715-388-7155. Okay, 715-388-7155. And by the way, you can also send me an email message if you would like to. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. And one thing I would like to ask our supporters of Donald Trump, who are listening right now. Let me ask you this. Is political violence okay? Is it okay to commit acts of violence on people that you don't agree with politically, even if they haven't done you any direct harm? What do you think? I would be interested to hear your take on that. The reason why I bring this up is because I am seeing more and more articles about Trump extremists talking about political violence. It makes you wonder, where is it all going to end? There is a headline in Rolling Stone right now with a headline that says, Trump extremists demand civil war and mass murder after this new indictment. And there's a quote here. It says, why are we talking about anything but dragging the political elite out of their homes and setting them on fire? Asked a poster. That's a poster on the online forum called The Donald. And this story was posted on Friday by Tim Dickinson in Rolling Stone. It says, extreme supporters of Donald Trump have met news of his federal indictment with visions of violence and retribution. At The Donald, a forum for ultra-MAGA Trump supporters. Users demanded public executions and other forms of lynching to avenge the federal prosecution of Trump for the alleged mishandling of state secrets at Mar-a-Lago after he was no longer president. The calls for violence appeared in comment threads responding to posts on the front page of the forum Thursday night after news broke of Trump's latest legal troubles. The most extreme comments were written in response to a fanciful post insisting the only solution to DOJ's efforts to lock up Trump would be to vote him back into the presidency so Trump could, quote, pardon himself and begin arresting those guilty of insurrection and sedition, end quote. A user named Bellac186 offered a far deadlier fix, quote, the only way this country ever becomes anything like the Constitution says this country should be is if thousands of traitorous rats are publicly executed. Commenter Dogface Killa quickly chimed in to offer supplies, quote, I got some rope somewhere in the garage. And Heavy Metal Patriot added, Hans says we can borrow the Flammenwerfer, a reference to a battlefield flamethrower used by German soldiers in World War II. The proposal for mass killing struck user Blackpilled MAGA as going too far. That person said, doesn't have to be thousands, just a few dozen would do. He puts in a naughty word that I shouldn't say on the radio and says that stuff would stop immediately. But user Nerdrem1 insisted taking out a few elites wouldn't make the difference, suggesting the number of dead required was on a genocidal scale. And his quote was millions. The real problem is the people that vote for them. As long as they exist, the problem can't be solved. So evidently the guy wants to kill millions of people, millions of voters. A user named Heavy Metal Patriot concurred. He only said, correct. It might be tempting to dismiss these calls for mass murder as loose talk among angry MAGAdonians. Yet there is dark history here. In a previous iteration, the Donald was used to help plot and promote the violence at the Capitol in 2021, as detailed in the final report of the House January 6th committee, including by users who openly discussed surrounding and occupying the U.S. Capitol. On this website, the Donald, users can post a headline or a meme with hopes that others will upvote to the front page. Clicking on a post then brings up a comment section where the most popular comments similarly rise to the top. The forum is rightly notorious as a place for bad internet behavior. It began on Reddit before getting banned for upvoting rule-breaking content and for moderators who refuse to meet our most basic expectations. The forum then launched as a standalone site at thedonald.win, but a top moderator pulled the plug on that site following the havoc of January 6th. Finally, it was rebooted for a third time at patriots.win, where it continues to connect the Trump faithful and offer the rest of us a disturbing window into the psyche of the MAGA fever swamps. The Donald still bills itself as a high-energy rally for supporters of President Trump, and the forum's rules include exhortations to follow the law and to be vigilant because your posts and comments may become news. The forum did not respond to questions emailed to its press line about its moderation practices or how it handles open calls to violence. As Rolling Stone has reported, the Donald has lately gravitated away from hero worship of the 45th president and toward noxious culture war issues, particularly promoting hate toward LGBTQ people, to wit the top hot post by Friday morning was a post bemoaning the endorsement of Pride Month by a fast casual restaurant chain, and the headline there says Cracker Barrel went woke. But big news events involving Trump still stoke the passions of extremist users. Katie McCarthy is an investigative researcher with the Anti-Defamation Defamation League, who monitors the Donald closely. She recalls that users were also very angry about Trump's first indictment in New York, making posts that included calls for civil war, violence, and retribution. In fact, the threat of civil war was on the minds of the Donald again on Thursday under a meme post showing Donald Trump with laser eyes and the text, "Huge mistake," huge spelled Y-U-G-E. Forum posters wrote of preparing for violence. User HorsePaste420 wrote, "I just feel like we're going through the motions until all hell breaks loose." A commentator named Black Rider concurred, "Same here, dude, stacking bags and loading mags, just waiting for the calm to end and the chaos to begin." Responding to another user's prediction of civil war, a commenter named Pushback V2 called such a conflict inevitable and predicted it's right around the corner. Well, there's a little bit more to this story, and then I have another story I want to get to about potential violence. After we take a quick break, stick around, everybody. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms
today.
Otherwise, more clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows around 51. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 83. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
About the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. And then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gonna come back tomorrow. And I said,
Hendrix on a Monday morning. Angel, name of that song. Classic music for you. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're having a good day so far. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And just before the break, we were talking about an article in Rolling Stone where they are discussing some of the violent rhetoric that's going on an internet forum called The Donald. I was just about through this article. There's one more paragraph that we'll get to now before we get on to our next topic. This story says, elsewhere in the same comments section, this is on the Donald.win, I guess it is, a blog post type place. There is a user named Vax was a bioweapon. And they posted about the indictment as though it were interference in the democratic process, a development that would demand a deadly response. And here's the quote: "If they steal the election again, why are we talking about anything but dragging the political elite out of their homes and setting them on fire?" There's a user named Hawk the Slayer, and they suggested a somewhat different lynching strategy. Here's the quote: "I prefer tying them to vehicles and dragging them across concrete until they are ground to nothing." Like, how can those people even come up with that kind of stuff? I don't know, but that's the kind of rhetoric we're getting from the MAGA crowd, the most ardent supporters of the former president. And it's not just supporters of Donald Trump that we have to worry about. It's also supporters of some of his opponents, like Ron DeSantis, who's probably second in the polls behind Trump as far as choice for nominee among the Republicans. A headline from the Business Insider says protesters carrying Nazi flags and DeSantis imagery gathered outside Disney World in Orlando, Florida. This was posted yesterday morning in the businessinsider.com. And it says there are some bullet points. Protesters with Nazi flags gathered outside Disney World on Saturday. Some also carried flags in support of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has been embroiled in a year-long feud with Disney over the Don't Say Gay bill. And the story starts out by saying protesters waving Nazi flags gathered outside Disney World in Orlando, Florida on Saturday afternoon. Some of the protesters also held up signs in support of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is running for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. DeSantis and Disney have been involved in a year-long feud that began after the company spoke out against a controversial piece of legislation dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill. The Florida governor has since targeted Disney's special self-governing powers and has threatened other measures, and the company has retaliated by suing DeSantis, alleging he has tried to weaponize government power over the company. The governor has denied that his actions against Disney are politically motivated. An expert previously told Insider that the governor's actions are risky, as Florida has more to lose than Disney in this fight. Last May, a similar protest took place in the same location outside Disney World, with protesters carrying Nazi flags. At the time, the Florida Holocaust Museum said in a statement, "It's a sad day for humanity when even Disney World, the happiest place on earth, is not immune to blatant anti-Semitism. Displays of Nazi imagery are repugnant, and this demonstration was clearly meant to offend and provoke. No family should be confronted with threatening symbols of hate, least of all on vacation." Representatives for DeSantis did not immediately respond to Insider's request for comment, which was made outside of normal working hours. So it does appear like some supporters of DeSantis and Trump are interested in violence and violent attacks. Where is it all going to end? Interesting to see what's going to happen. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
And I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I.
Hey guys, this is Sage from Civic Media. Are you a small business struggling to get the word out? 1260 AM Lake Air is here to help. For a limited time, apply for a $200 grant and receive $1,000 worth of free advertising. Your $200 investment becomes $1,200 with this grant. That's right, you heard correctly. Get your business notice without breaking the bank. Visit civicmedia.us or call 608-949-8989. That's 608-949-8989 for more information. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim.